Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome or welcome back to the Just Begin podcast. If you are new here, my name is Melly, and thank you so much for tuning in and deciding to click on this episode and getting a little intro of who I am. If you heard in the beginning of the pod, so you kind of get a little base of what I talk about on here, but today's episode is a non-scripted episode, which majority of them are. When I say script, it's more like an outline, whereas this one, I don't really have an outline. I just kind of have a general idea of what I want to talk about. And so, let's just chat here. And this is one of those quick episodes of mine of just kind of sharing what's going on and just things that I want to share on here. So I actually recently shared, maybe it was like 2 days ago from when I'm recording this, or 2 days or so ago, that the spring equinox began on March 20th. So spring is here, and I feel that when spring is here, it's all about, you know, new things, new beginnings, new ideas, new manifestations, new goals. And I feel like it's a season of just begin. I feel like there's always something in spring that you just get. We all went through the first 3 months of the year, the first 2 months, and we're figuring out what we want. And now we're in the thick of it. And now it's time to really put in that intention that you've been focusing on in January, February. And now that we're in March, it's time to, I feel like, just move forward. And so I love springtime, and I feel like it's just a great time to reflect on what we want to do, what we want to begin. And so I felt like this episode, that's kind of the theme that I wanted to get into. And I shared on the Just Begin podcast Instagram story, share one word that you want to represent your spring. And a few of you responded, so I wanted to share a little bit of what you guys are saying. So the first one is growth, bold, and then there was renew and consistency. And I love these words to represent your spring and the season of spring. And I wanted to ask that question on there, and I'm going to start asking more questions on the Instagram to share on here on the podcast, which I'll get it more into that later. But I thought this was a good way to kind of share my idea of that I have, is that I like to go into every season with a intention in mind and one word to symbolize that season. So for me, mine is actually so cheesy, but it's begin. And so why I'm using that word, and I know it's all over my brand, everything, I always have just begin with me. And I feel sometimes like I share this philosophy with you guys, and then I'm not doing it personally within my life, which that's not the case for everything, but I've been going through such a journey lately. And just really learning about what I want to do, what do I want to explore career-wise, passion-wise. So right now, that word for me is begin, because I just have some really cool projects that I'm starting, and new different passions and things that I'm starting as well. And I mean, I've been doing the 75-day hard now for the past, I can't even do the number, but we have 5 days left. And so there's about a week left of the challenge, and it's coming to an end, but it's also kind of a beginning for me, because it's the beginning of a whole new chapter of that. I closed that book, that I did that. I'm so proud of myself for completing this challenge. It's something that I've been wanting to do for the past, since 2020. Honestly, I had started and failed like 2 times prior. So this was the third time that I decided to do the challenge and I actually completed it. Well, I'm speaking prematurely because I have 5 more days, but I already know that I'm completing it because I'm doing it. And so it's like I was saying, it's an end to that challenge, but it's also a beginning because I finally have this routine when it comes to fitness and exercise, and I'm learning so much about wellness and different things that are good for me. Like, my goal is just to feel 100% and feel so good about myself and just feel strong and feel healthy and not have brain fog and not have anxiety and all these things, which I want to do a full kind of wellness episode, but I'm still in the process of it, so I feel like I can't teach so much on it if I'm still, you know, a student. So I'm still learning so much about what works best for me, but I can share a little bit about my journey in that way when I finish the challenge. So now that when I'm coming to the end of this, I just know like that the word that I'm using as begin to be my spring mantra per se is with my fitness. I'm beginning on that. And then today I've just been saying yes to a lot of things. So on Wednesday, I'm actually going to this event in Miami that's with Aloe and Pura Vida. And so they're hosting an event, which I'm super excited to go to and do yoga in front of people. I haven't done that in so long. I'm not very good at yoga by any means, but I've been practicing becoming better at yoga through apps and different things. And so it's something that I've really put my intention towards this year, is trying to become better at yoga and just be able to do it more, because I honestly really, really do enjoy it. And I got a reading a long, long time ago, and the person was telling me that I should do yoga. That's something in my soul pattern. I don't know that I should be like a yoga teacher, but I'm not trying to do that. But they said that I should do yoga. And so I kind of started to get into it and then I backed away. So now I'm like, okay, I want to get back into yoga. I want to dedicate some time to it. And I just live so far away from like a good studio. So I've just been doing things on the Aloe Moves app. And I have that app. And then honestly, you can just get a video on YouTube. And also Netflix also has a bunch of yoga videos now from Nike, which are super cool. So you can do that as well. But to kind of circle back to what I was saying, was that this begin mantra for me is very exciting. And I honestly wrote down the word on my journal and I put it on the top of I have a planner, a paper one, and so I have the whole month ahead of me, and I like to plan out the quarter ahead. So I have like this quarter's mantra is begin, and then from there I list out what exactly do I want to begin this quarter, and give yourself that time frame and not be like, okay, it's spring and I got to get things done by next week or whatever, you know, like give yourself the space to think about what you want and be able to see if that's where what you really should go towards. And for me, being begin, there's things that I want to do in the sense of I have so many fun events that I want to plan for you guys and for the Just Begin community and for the community to grow. And I'm working on that, which I should be able to announce some things by next week or so. That's the goal. And so we can start planning things, but I'll have all those details soon. But I really want to start, which I don't even want to say the word I really want to. I am going to begin a lot of fun projects. And so I will be sharing that too. And I encourage you to think, what is your word for that you want to represent your spring, your mantra, whatever that may be. Really think about it and be intentional with it. And on top of that, we also are going into, well, it already started on the 21st as I'm recording this. It is the Aries new moon. And so I know I've been sharing a lot of stuff about the moon patterns and the moon phases on the podcast. So I figured I might as well kind of talk about it in every episode just a little bit and give a quick update on what's going on with the moon. And so right now on March 21st, Aries new moon begins, and it is the first astrological sign in the new year, according to like the astrological calendar. So it's like the new year, and also begins with the spring equinox. And so the new moon is in Aries now, which is kind of exciting to me because my moon placement actually is in Aries. So it's a lot of fire right now, a lot of energy, a lot of, if you know Aries, you know that they're spicy. There's a lot of heat and there's a lot of like energy. You could even say the word chaotic a little bit, but I love Aries signs. Or I think they're a little misunderstood, and I think it's an amazing sign, and I connect with it a lot. So when I found out that my moon was in Aries, I was like, okay, I see that a lot. And so I have a little blurb here that I want to share with the Aries new moon is. And when I share this information, I always share it from the account Sisters Village. It's just one of those Instagram accounts that are very reliable, really good, and I love what they share on here. And so if you have any other people that are local in Miami that they are astrology readers that share stuff on Instagram and have different wordings, please let me know. I have my esoteric astrology reader, but she is not on social media, so I don't have like little things like this. But maybe I should start asking her, like, can she make me a newsletter or something about the moon phases? But back to what I was saying, let's read here what is the Aries new moon. So this is the first new moon for this astrological year, which means this is a powerful moon to manifest under. This energy is all about new beginnings, self-discovery, and your passions. This is a great time to tap into your inner fire and ignite all things you're passionate about. Set your intentions on who you want to be, what you want to achieve, and really just what you want your life to look and feel like. So this is a very, as you see from what I just read, it's a really good time to get specific with what you want and set those intentions. And I know I feel like every time I read something about the moon, it's always the same thing. It's always like, this is the time to set your intentions. But I think it's important to note that you should notice that in the moon phases there's different ways that they share this with you. So in the Virgo full moon that happened a few weeks ago, that was more so a letting go ceremony, and that was more so write down everything you want to let go in order to manifest. So now that we're in this new moon, in the new year of the astrological sign, of the astrological year, it really is that time to begin and really focus on like everything you've been thinking about for the past beginning half of this year, this first quarter. Think about it, let go what you don't want to do anymore, the patterns you want to let go, and just literally begin. And so it's now the time, use this Aries fire energy to get inspired, feel creative. And this account also shared a really cool like fire manifestation. And so they recommend like a ritual is a powerful way to tap into the new moon energy. So they said, write down all the beautiful things you want to manifest, get really specific, then pop your paper that these intentions are on in a fireproof bowl and light it on fire. As the fire burns through the paper, I want you to envision all of those intentions rising through the smoke, wave it towards your heart space while you're holding the vision and the feeling of yourself achieving all those intentions. So I thought that's a really cool ceremony manifestation thing to do. I have yet to do it. I'm going to do it tonight. I just don't have a fireproof bowl, so I'm kind of confused about that little part. So I got to figure that out. I'm not sure if I should just maybe put it on a paper and just light it, but I'll figure that out. You do you on this. You don't have to literally use fire. It's just, since it's a fire sign, they are saying like kind of tap into that fire energy, but there are other ways to do that. I think you can just journal if you have a journal that you're constantly journaling in, or if you don't, start one and just kind of list out what is it that you want to focus on. The good right now. I feel like that's what you have to focus on. Focus on everything that you want, what you see yourself, be specific, and really get into the visualization of that. And like I shared in the last podcast episode about tapping into your higher self, this kind of circles back a little bit on that, or piggybacks on that, in the sense of you really have to visualize the life you want to live, the woman you want to be, the person you want to be, the energy that you want to give out, the frequency, you can say, of who you want the people around you to be and feel. And I just think it's a beautiful time right now to really tap into the energy of this Aries new moon. And like I said, if you have any questions on that, I find this information on the Sisters Village Instagram account, and I also love the Bondi Guru account. So she is another astrology reader. She does a lot of intuitive horoscopes, and she is amazing. And that's another account that I absolutely love, that I recommend all the time. So I want to share, I just wanted to share with you where I get this information, because I'm not an astrologer. So I just want to make sure that astrologer and astrologist, and so you know where I'm getting like these facts from. But so to kind of get back to the spring energy, the spring, the new astrological year, and back to my word of the season, that it is begin, I really hope that you sit down and think, what is the word that you want for your, to set the intention for your spring season? What is that? And I'd love for you to share that with me. I'm going to share again when I release this episode, the little bubble, the little question on Instagram stories, so you can let me know what is that word that you want to represent this season. And you know, I'm just really getting excited. I feel like I've just been in a really good mood, and I shared that in the last episode too. I think just so many good things have been coming to me, and just when I've had this self-discovery change in my mindset and journey of just really focusing on inner work. And I just have, obviously I have my moments, and it's, I saw this funny meme where it's like, oh my gosh, I should just share it on there. But it's just like what people think healing is, and it's like a girl like meditating and calm, and then what it really is, and it's like a roller coaster. And it truly is that. It is like a little roller coaster at times. But I think you just, it's different for everyone. And for me, it's right now, I'm in a really good spot. And so I feel really happy and excited for all the things that I am working on. And I'm very excited to share the events that I have planned, and for all of you amazing listeners to come and meet and hang out, and we can have a cool wellness event and do all these fun things. And so I will be sharing all that information soon. But again, thank you for listening to me just kind of free flow here and talk. Like I shared, I don't really do scripts, and I really go off based of what I'm feeling and how inspired I am when I record these episodes. And I actually did a mini human design reading with my really good friend Kirsty Blue, and I'll share her information, which I actually mentioned her in the last episode too. I'll share her information on Instagram as well. But she's a human design reader, and she actually was sharing with me that in my chart, that my throat chakra placement is one of my strongest placements in my chart. I think I'm butchering that, but I'll ask her. But it is, I do remember her saying that. She's like, it makes perfect sense that you do a podcast, because your throat chakra is open, you're very good at communicating how you feel and being able to express the way you're a thought. And so I hope that comes across very well on here. And so I thought that gave me a little, sometimes, you know, you can have, what's the word I'm trying to say? Imposter syndrome. And you're just like, who's even, I don't know if I'm good at this or whatever. And I've had those moments, but I really have tried to stop myself from thinking that way. And her giving me that little nugget was actually really good for me, because I'm like, wow, I am good at kind of sharing how I feel and being able to express my opinion and my thoughts. So again, I will be sharing her information too on Instagram. I think everyone should do a human design reading. She is amazing. And so I hope to kind of wrap this up. Let's wrap it up. And to I hope you have an amazing spring season. I will be sharing episodes every Wednesday like I do on here. I have a fun interview planned and I might be doing another interview as well. So some of those will be integrated again within the podcast. There's been a lot of solos, but I've heard the feedback from some of the listeners that they really like the solos and that they're these short, quick episodes that they can get in before work or through a workout or whatever it may be. So I'm going to keep doing these because I really like I said, having my throat chakras open so you can't shut me up. And so I love having these mini conversations on here by myself, but with others because you guys are listening. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Just Begin podcast. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and let's just begin. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It would mean so much to me if you can rate and review the podcast. And also make sure to follow along on Instagram at Just Begin Podcast.